To be or not to be? That is the question. Well, hello everybody on Audioboo today. It's Emily from Fashionista, and thank you all very much for joining me today, and I hope you're all well. Today, I thought I would join you all with a boo that is relating to probably one of the most hot topics for today, which is that it is William Shakespeare's 450th anniversary. William Shakespeare was born in Stratford-upon-Avon, and throughout his time he produced some of the most incredible works of English literature and in the world of theatre. He was an actor and a writer and performed for Queen Elizabeth herself on many occasions. His works include Antony and Cleopatra, Hamlet, aka The Tragedy of the Prince of Denmark, Twelfth Night, and many others. And there are a lot of plays that are still very timeless and continue to touch the hearts of many people who watch them. So many, in fact, that I couldn't even begin to list them all. But what I am here to do is to tell you all about my personal favourite plays and quotes from William Shakespeare. If you haven't already seen via my Facebook page, and if you're not following my Facebook page, which you totally should be, by the way, it's Fashionista, and I'll link it down below. I posted on there earlier about different plays and quotes, and asking people to get involved and say what their favourite quote and play or sonnet was. So I thought I would come on here and just talk to you about my version, and then invite you all to get involved and just to say, really share what, you know, if you like Shakespeare, what your favourite is. I know Shakespeare is, I think he needs to be motivated in some aspects to want to continue to read the plays and get involved and understand them more, but I think after a few reads then you just get totally spellbound, well at least I did anyway, after I was finally moved off from Richard III. As much as I love Richard III, because I do, in school it was the only one we actually learned, and we were never given any other ones apart from Romeo and Juliet in later years, but it was just finally nice to be able to branch off when I got to coursework time and actually read other plays by William Shakespeare. And now that I'm at university, I completely and utterly appreciate the man, and I think he's an absolute legend, and I think he's incredible. And actually, for my 18th birthday present, I asked to go to Stratford-upon-Avon because I wanted to go to the birthplace and the hometown of the master himself and actually pay tribute to his church grave. So it just shows you how much of a Shakespeare disciple I am. I wear Shakespeare quote t-shirts, I know Shakespeare affronts, I'm just a total Shakespeare boff. And to some people that might be a bit annoying, but to other people I'm sure people get where I'm coming from. So I'll start off with my favourite insult. My favourite insult would have to be between thou vile rooting hog, which was won by Queen Margaret and Richard III, and it's absolutely hilarious, and especially some of the actors who can really make it sound funny. But also I just love, from Romeo and Juliet, the scene where there's just loads of thumb biting going on, and I don't know why, but it just seems such an ironic thought to think you could go around, you know, and bite your thumb at someone, and if they didn't necessarily know Shakespeare then they wouldn't understand what you were doing. But I think for anyone who knows Shakespeare, or anyone, you know, who wants to be familiarised with what I'm talking about, when you, in Shakespearean theatre, when you would bite your thumb, it's basically the equivalent of sticking your two fingers or one finger up at a person. And in some countries it still actually is. It's still considered quite an offensive thing to do, to bite your thumb at someone. So, but it's just funny to think in those days, you know, that you'd bite your thumb. I mean, I bite my thumb out of frustration sometimes. I could just be, if I'm doing an essay and I can't think of something, I just sit there and subconsciously, I don't know whether it's my Shakespearean half talking or whatever, but I just start biting my thumb because I'm getting so annoyed. But that's kind of just food for thought for you, really. If you didn't know about that, then you do now, certainly. So my favourite quote, I did actually post this on my Facebook page, and my favourite quote is by Malvolio from Twelfth Night, and it's the famous scene in which he's gone to Lady Olivia to try and, supposedly he's got her affections, and he's trying to go, oh my darling, I feel the same way, because if you've read Twelfth Night, Malvolio is the quintessential Puritan. He's a spoilsport, he's moany, he's just everything you would hate in a person. He's a bit like the grumpy neighbour, I suppose. And then these you know, there's three essential people who, you know, are set up to frame him. There's Sir Toby, there's Sir Andrew, who is a knight, and there is also Lady Mariah. And what they basically do is they forge a letter from Lady Mariah's higher up, so from Lady Olivia herself, who is the head of the household and who's in charge, and it basically says, oh, I'm in love with you, blah blah blah, come and find me and let's get it on, basically. So he thinks, wow, I've won the jackpot, because obviously he's a servant, so he's like, I'm getting engaged to a lady of all people, and I can boss around people like Sir Toby, who he hates. But it does not work that way, because it's a forged letter, and basically it doesn't work out very well. And there's one quote in it which goes, be not afraid of greatness. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them. And now, despite the fact that when some actors do it, it can seem quite a sexual innuendo, it's not. It's really funny, but I love it. I don't know why, but it's just my all-time favourite quote, next to the one in The Merry Wives of Windsor, and I can't actually remember who says this. It's one of the essential characters, though, and it says, there is money, spend it, spend it, spend more. And I just think it shows that we are still, to this day, a nation of shopaholics. That's never going to change. And I think Shakespeare's, I don't know, he's just like, he's a soothsayer. He probably thought people were still going to love nice things and money come another 450 years' time. So I'll put that in my play somewhere. And that was actually one of his earlier ones, but I think that's probably, it's one of the most funny ones out of all of them. If you've not read Merry Wives of Windsor, then you totally should, because it's hilarious. I mean, favourite plays, I would say that I love Twelfth Night, and I really, for some reason, I just am besotted with the character of Hamlet. I think he's absolutely incredible. He's intelligent. I just love the fact that he's so honourable to his father. Some people think he's mad. I genuinely don't think he's mad. I think he's just lost out on an essential father figure, and he just wants to get revenge. And I think if you look at great tragedy in the past, that Hamlet is no different to any other character. So personally, I don't think he's mad. I think he's a thespian. I think he's very, very dramatic, but I love him for that. And if Hamlet did exist, I would totally be his thespian wife. But alas, he doesn't exist, so there you go. But yeah, Hamlet is definitely my favourite tragedy. I also love A Midsummer Night's Dream. I just love the way that a lot of acting companies adapt that, and it's just so magical, and so much about it, and the amount of imagery that's cast in that, especially for me being someone with sight loss. I just love the fact that the play is so descriptive, and for me that's an essential part of literature in general. I like more description, like, so hence why I love Dickens so much. And did you actually know that Dickens was one of the essential people who managed to save Shakespeare's original home from being deconstructed and taken to America? He put on a play with a lot of other writers and saved the day. So that is why we still have one of Shakespeare's original residents in Stratford-upon-Avon. So just thought I'd add that there. I mean, sonnet-wise, I love loads of them. I love Sonnet 116, Sonnet 18, there's loads of them that I really like, and I think the one I love the best is Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day. I just think the ending of that is so beautiful, and the way he captures and talks about time and the importance of continuing generations is really, really significant. It's just a shame that his son died and obviously wasn't able to carry on the family name, but never mind, because his name still lives on in literature today, does it not? Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about him, and it wouldn't be such a hashtag Twitter phenomenon today. It's literally everywhere has been Shakespeare, 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 Shakespeare. So I thought I would end my evening before I sit down to watch the new series of Derek. I thought I would just come on here and do a boo about my love for Shakespeare. So apologies if you don't like Shakespeare and you just found this a load of waffle, but if you do, then great. And please pass on the Shakespeare love and let us all know what your favourite place on it or quote was, or all of them if you want, like I've just done. And thank you all very much for listening, and I will catch you guys later. Bye!